This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that when the son of Adam dies, all of his good deeds are interrupted. They are finished, except for three things. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity, and a beneficial knowledge, and also a righteous offspring that makes dua for him. Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center, and fulfilling a great portion of this hadith on your behalf. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I recently came across a video of a very disturbed individual and he had this to say.
Bro, they were trying to call you a pedo yesterday.
So, some kids are really
hot. They dug in deep.
Oh.
It happened in the same day that I was getting accused of wanting to kill babies, like wanting to snipe them or whatever, fucking Israel.
Some babies are really annoying.
But it's like, how is it that we're both aligned then if like you want to fucking rape the kids and I want to kill them?
I'm a necrophiliac pedophile.
That's the holy fucking center.
After you kill them, I have my way with them.
Jesus.
We could have had a better response there. We could have said it's incompatible. Like, how can I be killing them?
Okay, or that.
Oh well, fuck it.
So what do you think of that?
I thought that's pretty normal. If you're justifying a genocide, you're justifying men, women, children being butchered in broad daylight in front of the world to see. I think this is pretty much going to be your fate. This is going to be your destiny.
What you expect, isn't it, from a man like that?
I think he's being honest. I rate him for his honesty, frankly, because there are other people that are hiding here and trying to be normal and saying, we're just like you, you know, but we support genocide. This is just...
I dare him to make a joke like that about Jewish kids.
Whoa.
Yeah, why not?
But with Palestinians, it's a giggle, but with... it's anti-Semitism. Don't you know this yet?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I thought you were an academic.
This guy here, he makes me sick.
But I think he makes everyone sick.
But I'm talking about...
Especially his wife.
Let's talk about his wife. First, I don't think he's got a wife. And I was told, actually a reliable source told me, that he lets other men have their way with his wife.
Oh, damn.
Because he was talking about having way with kids.
Uh-huh.
You see, in the end of the video, he was like, "You know, I want to have my way with kids and stuff like that, little babies."
That's all. I think so, the only ones that will give him any attention.
Well, the only ones he can have any dominance over. Have you seen the physical appearance of this individual?
The word twig comes to mind.
The man is fragile in every way, but this individual, you know, he's coming on talking about genocide, talking like this. With all due respect, anyone who watches and listens to this guy after this, you know, we know where you stand, innit? To be honest with you. But this is something symptomatic of something greater, which is now you're trying to desensitize dehumanize Palestinians to a point where we don't even know really if you're joking or not. Really, your tone wasn't that explicitly in a joking way in any way.
No, but let's just give some
benefit
charity.
Okay.
If we are charitable, though we're not supposed to be charitable during what's going on, let's just say we are. Why make jokes of Palestinians? Like, why trivialize something?
You don't care. He does not care. Doesn't care, bro. People like this don't care. People like this do not care. They don't care about children. They don't care about women. These are the same individuals that will come on and actually attack the religion of Islam and talk about why it's against women's rights and why it's against children's rights. This individual has had a debate with Daniel Hakikachu, bro. And he's had debates with Muslims and he attacks Islam on moral grounds.
Can you think about
that for a second? This white sanctimonious man, because of his European nature and he's a liberal, right? He's come into the religion of Islam and he's saying that morally you're inferior because 1, 2, and 3, and then you're making jokes like this.
This is somebody.
And you're justifying genocides. Don't come to us, innit? Don't come to us. You're nothing. You're nothing. Listen, your voices will never be accepted again. I'm sorry to say, don't come to us with sanctimony in it. Don't come to us with sanctimony. Do you understand?
Somebody like this doesn't really have the moral ground to be talking about anything pertaining morals, and it's somebody like this that's best suited to be defending Israel.
Let's be honest,
he's the perfect candidate that's being put forward by Israel. This is who you need to lock arms with.
Yeah, well, continue with it, Destiny. Continue doing stuff like that, because you know it's not befitting for someone to interrupt an enemy when he's making a mistake. With that, we'll conclude with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even